Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brian Costello, he's sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. By Van Buren Buick GM, Van Buren Buick GMC in Garden City Park. Family owned and operated since 1935, a couple years before I was born. By CSEA Local 830, we work for you. And by Play Sugar House, legal sports betting is here. Check it out at PlaySugarHouse.com. $250 deposit match on your first deposit. Does a great job covering the Jets for the New York Post, and that's Brian Costello. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Joe.
How are you? You're going to say hello to Evan?
Hi, Brian. Jeez.
Oh, Evan didn't say hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, is that it? Okay.
I've been busy for the last 2 hours studying the Hall of Fame case of Albert Bell versus Jim Rice versus Lance Berkman.
Okay. And what's your result?
And you know that Albert Bell was better, right?
Albert Bell is definitely better than Lance Berkman. The Jim Rice one's an interesting comparison. I'd have to dig a little deeper on that one.
Okay.
Jim Rice had a pretty good career, too, but Albert Bell should be a Hall of Famer. I'm with you guys on
that. All right, see, Costello knows the deal.
He's smart. He voted for Piazza to the Hall of Fame.
That's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, now, Bell was off the ballot by the time I got a vote.
So and back acne didn't matter. So
that's
So let me go right to the game Sunday before we start talking about, you know, why I want Mike McCarthy as a head coach and you don't. Let's start with that. All right. Third and five, up 22-19. Okay. This is right here is why the reason. If you knew nothing else, you should fire the guy because of this. You have a chance to put the game away, and he pitches the ball to Trenton Cannon. And of course, he doesn't get the first down. We know what happened after that. And then after the game, I hear Bowles say he told them, make sure you don't run out of bounds because we want to make sure they take their time out. Basically saying he wasn't even trying to get a first down. Did he even realize if you get a first down, the game's over? I mean, I couldn't believe it. Brian, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, there's a lot not to believe about that.
No, I understand, but I want to go to that one call because it was mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. It's hard to explain, and the play was really slow developing, too. I thought, you know, like that was a problem. The play calling the whole day was just
terrible.
You know, made
terrible.
Your head hurt. You know, the one that got me really was where Crowell busts the two long runs. He gets, I think, 17 yards and 27 yards.
Right.
And then they throw three times.
Yes, right. And he got sacked like it was back-to-back, so close.
Back-to-back,
something like that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That one, and then like the only time he ran in a red zone situation was after the block punt on first. They had first down at the 18, and there's a holding call, so they get a first and 20.
Of course.
The screen pass moves him back 4 yards, so now it's second and 24, and he starts running the ball. They ran the ball on second down and third down, third and 18, and you know, Myers is hitting field goals from the parking lot.
Right,
not like that guy needs good field position.
Well,
so,
he's the MVP of the team.
He and Jamal Adams, that's about it.
Yep.
And our guy Avery.
Yeah, Avery's pretty good. Well. Avery's not bad.
Yeah. Watch the touchdown to the tight end on Avery.
He did, but you know what? I'll say this about Avery, and I said, I maybe you know because, you know, I don't know. I can't remember making committing a penalty all year. Has he?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. He, you know, Avery's been very good, I think, in run support. Pass coverage is a little bit lacking.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but
he's a middle linebacker.
I wouldn't put him in the category of Jamal where he's played this year.
No.
Yeah.
Jamal Adams is a Pro Bowl All-Pro player.
No question.
You know, we always talk at the beginning of a year about, hey, what would happen if the record is this or that or this or that? And we always say it's how you get to a certain place. The New York Jets at one point this season, they were 3-3.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing to
and
think
beat two
that.
Teams that are not right now clearly in the playoff hunt.
Exactly.
How about
Denver
that?
Denver in Indianapolis, 3-3. Considering they have now lost 6 in a row and the way they've lost these games, the Buffalo game,
the
Tennessee game, those are the two that jump out at you. Just the ugliness from the Miami game. What could happen to get this coaching staff wiped out now? Because to me, if you wrote a script.
It's ridiculous, Brian.
If you wrote a script of bad, I don't know if you could even make it worse than what we've seen over the last 7 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the answer. I don't know because, if you weren't going to do it after Buffalo, or you weren't going to do it this week, I don't know when you're going to do it. You know, I think they must be convinced that you don't do it in season, that they're going to wait until after the season, because I can't see how it could be any worse in the next 3 weeks to make you do something before the end of the year. I think ownership must have decided after that Buffalo game, like, we're sticking with them till the end of the season, and we're not changing our minds because this has just been brutal. And I read some of the comments out of Green Bay, about why they fired McCarthy when they did, and they said they didn't want this cloud, over the organization for the last month of speculation.
Right.
So, clearly the Jets are okay with that cloud being over. Well, I don't think there's much speculation anymore. We've all kind of, he's gone.
Is there any, I have no, this ownership is so bad. I mean, let's be honest. These guys are just disasters as owners, okay? Now, that's one of the, look, Leon Hess and the Johnson brothers, you can't do any worse than what I've had to deal with as owners. With that said, is there any way that they would let this guy stay? Because I flip out that could happen.
No, that's not happening.
I mean, it's not helping my stomach. I got to tell you that.
No, there's no way. There's no way.
All right, you're sure about that?
I am. You can't be 100% sure of anything in life, but I'm 99% sure you've got.
What's your percentage on McCagnon sticking around? Because he hasn't exactly done a mop-up job.
Now That's more interesting. I think McCagnon right now is going to stay. I think there's probably a 25% chance McCagnon is gone right now. But with each week, it's getting harder and harder for them to defend that position. So I'm curious, if they lose 10 games in a row to end the season,
but
how they argue that
McCagnon. But Brian, how does it work? If they keep him 75%, is he hiring the head coach? Who's hiring the head
coach?
Yeah,
who's doing that?
I think he has to. What are you going to do, bring in outside consultants to hire the head coach? I don't think that makes sense.
Well, here's what worries me, though. And I know I will get into this argument about McCarthy, but I want McCarthy. I mean, to me, he's the perfect guy. He's an offensive guy. He's dealt with Favre. He's dealt with Rodgers. The guy's an out-and-out winner. He did win a Super Bowl. And the idea that saw you say the word failure, that he only won one. Just remember, Don Shula, the greatest coach of all time. You think he is, not you, but he didn't win any with Dan Marino. So I want to just throw that in there. And nobody complained about that. With that said, if a guy like McCarthy, all right?
Yeah.
If I got a chance to get a guy like that, I'm saying to Mike McCagnon, okay, Mike, first thing I would do is I go talk to McCarthy, say, look, can you work with Mike McCagnon as the general manager? I would ask him that. Okay, and if he can't, and he'll take the job as the Jet coach, then he's out. Then McCagnon would be out. That's how I would deal with it.
Yeah, and that could happen. I can see that happening. If they fall in love with Mike McCarthy in the scenario you just described, he says, I can't work with this GM, or it's going to scare some people. I think that McCagnon has 2 years left on his contract, and he is not going to bang up job, and he can be gone in a year.
Right,
and then where does that leave you as a coach? If this guy hires you, and now you're getting a new GM here next year. So there are some things to navigate here for Christopher Johnson. And, I could definitely see them. If they love McCarthy and they decide he's the guy and he says, I'm not working with McCagnon, then maybe that changes things.
Right. We hope.
Do you think that they will view hiring a coach with experience, which they have not done?
Yep.
I mean, we have not seen
since
that.
Since Parcells.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Yep.
Sure is.
Do you think that is fine? Because not only has it been guys without head coaching experience, it's been defensive-minded guys for a very long time now. Obviously, with a supposed franchise quarterback, though I'd like to see him play.
Is he playing this week, by the way?
He's playing this week.
I mean, how come the brilliant coach won't just come out and say he's playing?
That's just who he is. He likes to play this game where he doesn't say it. I don't know whether it's to toy with us or whether it's he really thinks he's gaining a strategic advantage.
Yeah,
by doing,
I don't know what
advantage
he's gaining.
Laughable.
Laughable. Anyway,
so
are
they going to look at a guy with experience as a priority, or do you see them going in a similar route of a first-time head coach?
I think they will explore it. I don't necessarily think they're going to put themselves in a box and say, we're going to definitely hire this, we're going to definitely hire that. I think they're going to have to look at everything. I just don't know who, other than McCarthy, and if Harbaugh now they're winning. I don't know if he's still going to be on the market, right?
Right, of course.
But I just don't know who else is going to be out there in terms of the experienced coach that's on the market. So, but I think they, They just have to get this right.
Yeah. Oh, this is a huge. Right, oh, Brian.
Hire a great coach. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's offense, defense, special teams, or whatever. Just get it right.
Brian, this is such a, and I'm really getting sick. You can ask my wife because I'm getting sick over what's going on now. Okay. All right. No, I really am. Yeah. I mean, you call me insane, but I am. This is such a critical time for this franchise because if they blow it again, now you're setting them back another 5 to 10 years again. That's what's happening.
Yes.
They have to get this right, Brian.
Yeah, they do. They do. And, you know, and I know you like McCarthy, Joe. I'm not anti Mike McCarthy. I just think you have to explore what went on there a little more in Green Bay. And he doesn't blow me away. It's not like I'm like, that's the guy you have to hire.
Who would blow
but
you away?
But who's blowing
you
away, Brian? There's no one. There's no one. That's what my point was going to be.
Would you bring another quarterback? Do you want to see? If you were running the show, would you go for another? And I understand what the Rams did with McVay and what the Bears have done with Nagy. I get all of that. But would you do that? I mean, would you go to a DeFilippo or one of these guys?
If they came in here and they impressed me, and I thought they'd be a leader, this team needs a leader.
Wow,
they need someone to come in here and just kick some butts around this building and clean up what's been going on here for even longer than Todd.
Yeah.
You know, back to Rex.
Yep.
There's just been a lack of discipline in this building. There's been a lack of accountability. They need a leader. They need, like, what they got with Parcells in 97. You know, they need that. And I don't know who that guy is out there. So for me, I would just be interviewing guys, and I'd be trying to find that guy regardless of his background.
Mm. I hope the Steelers collapse. Maybe they'll get rid of Mike Tomlin.
I'll
take him. He's a leader.
Yeah, there
they'll
you
never
go.
Do that. They'll never do that.
I'm
telling you, I would hire McCarthy in a second. I mean, because I don't buy Harbaugh's getting fired. I don't buy Tomlin's getting fired. I don't see it. I mean, if they do, I'm in. I'm in for those guys. But I mean, this is a proven. He's 50 games over 500. He's been to the playoffs 9 times. I mean, come on. I understand the reservations, but this is the kind of guy they need.
Yeah, is he Parcells in your eyes?
Well, but he doesn't have to be Parcells. I mean, Parcells is on a short list as probably top 10 greatest coach of all time. He's in that top 10, top 12, whatever you want to put him.
Yeah.
I mean, they need that kind of guy.
Yeah, they need someone, but I just don't know if McCarthy, and I don't know him. You know, I don't cover him.
No, I understand.
I just watched him afar, but is he the type of guy that's going to come in here and just clean this building up and be, the guy that's going to hold everyone accountable and not worry about hurt feelings and not be the players' coaches? You know, come in here
and turn this thing around.
I'm not sure if he is that guy.
But
maybe
you know
he is. I'm not saying he's not.
But you know what? You know what, though? I look at a guy like that, and I say to myself, he's obviously had problems with Aaron Rodgers, and that's why he wound up getting fired. Rodgers, to me, is a diva, and I think that's, it's come to that point, and they were together 13, however long they were
long
together.
Time.
And they kind of got tired of each other. This is the pedigree type guy you're looking for. That's the only reason I'm going nuts about him,
Yeah, I understand. You won a lot of games. You got the Super Bowl ring. You've definitely got an impressive resume. I just think I would need to do some exploration on what happened in Green Bay. And, I think Ted Thompson didn't do a great job out there giving him players, and that was part of the problem out there, too.
Plus, Rodgers counts a lot against the cap, but how much of the cap is on him?
Yeah, but, they had a philosophy for a long time under Ted Thompson of not going into free agency. They were drafted, developed, and they didn't do anything in free agency. I remember when they signed Julius Peppers, everyone almost fell over that they actually signed a free agent. So, there's a lot to kind of explore there and figure out, I think, if you're the Jets.
You know why, though, Brian? Mike McCarthy is a safe and smart choice because your idea, which I'm not saying is wrong, of go out and find the next great offensive mind, the next Sean McVay. The odds are very high that no team is going to find that guy. Most of the time, these first-time coaches fail. And here's the other thing. And Joe, go crazy about this. The Jets' track record of finding coaches has also been really bad. So if you don't trust Woody Johnson, Mike Maccagnan, and the search committee to be the one to find the next great head coach, isn't it safer to hire a guy That's already won a Super Bowl.
No doubt.
That's already at the bare minimum, at least a competent head coach, but maybe not the answer, as opposed to a first-time head coach that more likely than not will be fired within 3 years.
Yeah, I want a guy that's going to be the coach for 10 years, Brian. I mean, that's really what we need here, right? Isn't that it?
Yeah. And I think he's at the top of the list right now when you're looking at it. I just don't think he's automatically hand them the keys with no questions asked. I think you have to explore it. And Evan, I don't think – I'm not locked into the offensive Sean McVay thing. I think, like I said, they need a leader. They need an alpha male in this building. That's what they really need, to come in here and just take control of this team. It just feels like there hasn't been accountability here.
You're right. 100%.
I mean,
100%.
Jeremy Bates has been terrible. Oh. He's still calling the plays. You know, you see, like, how many players have been benched here under Todd Bowles? Muhammad Wilkerson after the late 600 times.
Right.
You know, like, there's players.
How about Robbie Anderson? How about the fact, Brian, that they were offered a fourth-round pick for Robbie Anderson from the Eagles, and they didn't make that deal? Are you kidding? And this guy has the nerve. He did it again Sunday with that stupid, you know, unsportsmanlike. How many times have we seen that in his career?
And
this guy has the nerve to ask for he wants a long-term deal? What?
Yeah, well, that was preposterous.
I mean, what, are you kidding me?
Yeah. He's done nothing this year.
Nothing.
Yeah, that was silly, and he can't keep himself out of trouble. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous. He's going to be tendered, I'm sure, next year if they don't trade him in the offseason. But yeah, they probably should have taken that deal from the Eagles when it was on the table.
Of course.
How many games they end up winning? Is this it?
They win another
3-13.
I think they might win another one. You know,
which one?
Sunday.
Packers one looks interesting.
Well,
right
if Rodgers doesn't play.
Yeah. I mean, that one looks interesting to me. This one, who knows? The Bills aren't good. I know they beat them by 31 points a few weeks ago, but I don't see that happening again. So, I think they could win this one.
They should have won the Titan game. I mean, the Titans basically mailed the game in.
They didn't show up.
And the Jets couldn't win the game. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. I mean, when you're sitting there kicking all those field goals, good old Ira texted me in the third quarter, said, "I can't believe this."
Yeah.
And I just texted back. I said, "Too many field goals, Ira."
Well, we all knew. Look, Brian. I said it yesterday. Every Jet fan, every real Jet fan knew. 16-0, 19-6, they were losing the game. I was telling my wife the whole game, they're going to lose. They're going to lose this game. There was no doubt
in my
mind.
Too many field goals. Yeah.
Too many field goals and terrible, like you said, terrible play call.
They block
an extra point. They block a punt.
Yep.
They have a 60-yard kickoff return to start the second half by Rodgers to the 40 yard, by Roberts to the 40-yard line. And they still can't win the game. It's impossible. And an interception return for a touchdown. And they still can't win the game.
And they had them, you know, on the first, the last drive. They had a sack, you know.
Oh,
then,
my God.
And there's a penalty. And, you
know, well, it was only three. Then, you know, another great game, Claiborne. What a terrible, oh, my God.
Yeah, he had a terrible game.
Oh, I'm going to the Houston game. I'm wearing a bag. I'm wearing a bag on my head. No, I have to. I don't know what I'm going to put on the bag yet. I'm wearing the bag.
Well, it'll probably be an intimate crowd. At that game.
Probably.
I don't think you'll be surrounded by a lot of Jets fans.
I don't think there's a lot of Texan fans, so I don't even think there'll be a lot of Texan fans.
Exactly.
Here.
That's why it's going to be intimate.
Right.
The Green Bay game is.
Oh, yeah. It'll be all Packer fans for that one.
They've already bought their tickets. They're stuck.
Right.
All right, Brian. Always good talking.
Brian.
All right, guys.
Hey, don't forget, sit there. Look, let's do the number crunching on Rice and Bell. All right.
Rice and Bell. I'll look at it. Yep. And I'll throw Berkman in there, too, for John.
All right. There you go.
Good job, Brian.
See you, Brian.
All right, guys.
Brian Costello on the Jets.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.